大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
开始以前，我们还是有一点祷告，仰望主。
Before we start, shall we all bow our heads and pray, and let's all look up to our Lord.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，赞美你，敬拜你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks to you, praise you, and also worship you.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们应当欢喜快乐。
This is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad.
主，你就是这使败坏了那掌实权的魔鬼。
Lord,
捆绑了我们这一生 ，impossible when no problem.
Lord, through death, you have destroyed the one who has the power of death, and you have set us free, who for fear of death are all our lifetime subject to bondage.
今天我们可以靠着我们的主，向死、向罪，我们来夸胜。
Today, by our Lord, we can triumph over death and sin.
亲爱的老神，我们都能够向着我们的磐石，我们一起来欢呼歌唱。
We shall shout joyfully and sing to him in this early Sunday morning to the rock of our salvation.
来啊，我们都要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救的磐石，我们欢呼。我们要用诗歌向他欢呼。
We shall all sing and shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation and with psalms.
来啊，我们都要向在你的面前屈膝。
Come, let us all bow down in worship.
在你的宝座的跟前，我们都要跪下。
We will kneel down before your throne.
主，我们也愿意把以下的一点时间。我们一起仰望坐在宝座上的神。
Lord, we will commit the remaining time to the very one who sits on the throne.
主，求你向我们显现，如同早晨的日光。
Lord, reveal yourself to us as the morning dawn.
我们在这个黑夜已深的时候，我们就需要你的光来光照我们。
At this time, when the night is far spent, we do need your light to enlighten us.
主，你是真光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。
Lord, you are the true light, and you will give light to everyone who comes into the world.
主啊，也借着你的话，借着圣灵的感动，也能够发出光来。
Lord, through your word, through the prompting of the Holy Spirit, let your word shine.
主啊，求你领导我们。就像冬天的雨，就像春天的雨，叫我们心灵里面都能够得到滋润。
Lord, come up upon us as the shower, as the latter rain, so all of our hearts will be nourished.
就用你的话来滋润我们的灵。
Let your word nourish our souls.
主，我们一起等候你，仰望你。
Lord, together we wait upon you and hope in you.
我们也知道神的国不在乎言语，在乎你的全能。
We also know that the kingdom of God is not in other things, but in your word, your dominion.
所以你的仆人，我们翻译的姊妹，我们都需要这样一个能力，充满我们，里里外外浇灌我们。
Oh Lord, your servant and the maid servant do need this kind of power that could overshadow us within and without.
感谢主，我们在瓦器里面，我们有宝贝，能够发出极大的能力，是出于神的，不是出于我们的。
Lord, we thank you that in these earthen vessels we have this treasure, so that the excellence of the power is not of ourselves, but of God.
亲爱的主，愿你现在这个时候，愿主耶稣的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的交通与我们同在。
Lord, right at this time, may the grace of our God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the love of our Lord Jesus be with us all.
主，我们能够与你有交通，与所有的弟兄姊妹，我们也能够都有敞开的交通，没有一点拦阻，没有一点黑暗。
So that we could have fellowship with you and among us, there will be no hindrance whatsoever in our fellowship with one another.
荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
全能都是你的。
For dominion is yours.
你是可称颂的，都有全能的，不 本王之王，万秋之主，不能学坏，不能看见，永世的君王。
You are the blessed, the only sovereign, the king, eternal, immortal, invisible.
主愿在这个聚会中你得着荣耀。
Lord, be exalted, receive the very glory in this assembly.
但愿也看我因着我们的喜乐，你也能够欢呼，因为你默然地爱我们。
Because you have loved us in silence, may you also shout for joy because of our joy in you.
祷告祈求都是因着耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's review passages.
第一处在以赛亚书。
First is in the book of Isaiah.
我们看五十四章。
Chapter 54.
我们看第五节到第八节。
Verses 5 to 8.
我们就请周姊妹给我们念嘛，我们省点时间。
To save some time, we just read the English version.
第五节到第八节。
Isaiah 54, verse 5.For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, and with great mercies I will gather you.With a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer.
感谢主，第八节说，我的怒气就是耶和华的怒气，仗义不过是顷刻之间，想湮灭，却要以永远的慈爱怜悯你，这是耶和华。
We thank God that in verse 8, in an outburst of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting loving kindnesses, I will have mercy upon you, says the Lord, our Redeemer.
弟兄姊妹，别忘记了，造你造我的是你我的什么？是你我的丈夫。
Brothers and sisters, don't forget that the one who makes you as well as me is who? He is our husband.
这位丈夫爱我们，爱我们到底。
This husband loves us and to the very end.
纵然像以色列人犯淫乱的罪，今天我早晨在这里听你们主的事也提到，但是我们感谢主，只要我们回头，我们悔改，我们这位丈夫仍然能够收留我们做他的妻子，这就是我们的丈夫。
Even people as Israelites who have played the harlotry, just as I heard what you've been teaching in today's Sunday school, but if only we could return and repent.This husband of ours will still have us, take us back in.
教会就是他的心腹，对不对？
Isn't that right that the church is his bride?
好，我们再来读一处《哥林多前书》第一章。
Now we will read another passage from Corinthians.
弟兄姊妹，还记得这一段经文是在我们成灵会这个 Pittman 第一堂。他用的一段经文，今天我还会用这一段。
Brothers and sisters, do you recall at our MDR that this is the passage that our brother Pittman used? So today I will refer to it again.
我们 Pittman 是就是从第九节，我想我们就读再多读两节，第七节。
Brother Pittman only read one verse, that is verse 9, but we would like to read from verse 7.
第七节，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。 第八节，他也必坚固你们，好的，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。第九节，神是信实的，神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同的 fellowship， 一同的交通。
Verse 7, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Pittman, 这是第一堂特别重点讲在 fellowship， 哎呀，我听了非常的感动，等会我们来交通。
This is what our brother Pittman shared in the first session, and whose emphasis is on fellowship. I was very touched by his sharing. I would like to elaborate more on this later.
我想他所讲的 fellowship 实在是有根据的。
Because,
应该就是在希伯来书第十章，我们来看一看希伯来书的第十章。
Because the fellowship he's talking about is very biblical with a foundation which is in Hebrews chapter 10. Now let's read it.
我们怎么能够同这样一位荣耀珍贵万王之王万主之主万神之神，我们可以同他坦然无惧的从他有交通的大的根据就是希伯来书的第十章。
How could we have fellowship with this King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God of Gods, who is so glorious and so sublime? It's based upon here, Hebrews 10.
我们来看十九节二十二节。
We will read verses 19 to 22.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣基督的血得以坦然无惧的进入哪里呀？至圣所。
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
至圣所就是神的所在，就是他荣耀彰显的所在。
The holiest is where God is, where His glory manifests.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的道路，从麦子经过。这麦子就是他的身体，为我们离开在十字架上。
By a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh. And his flesh is broken and for us on the cross.
有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经撒去，身体也用清水已经洗净了，就当乘着诚心充足的信心来到神的面前。
And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water.
最后我们念约翰一书。
Lastly, we will read 1 John.
我们看约翰一书的，我们从第五节。我们读到第七节。
First John chapter 1 verse 5 to 7。
弟兄姊妹，讲到交通，我还是想补充一点很重要的一段经文，那就是我们要读的那一段。
Brother, regarding this fellowship, I would like to add another passage, which is what we'll be reading now to this very topic.Which is very important.
第五节
Verse 5.
人就是光，在他好黑暗。这是我们从主所听见的，有报给你们的信息。我们若说 是与神相交，却在黑暗的里面，就是说谎的真理不在你的里面了。我们若是与神相交，就像神在光明中一样，我们就彼此相交。神儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净我们的罪。
Verse 5, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
好，弟兄姊妹，我想我同你们交通了第五讲的圣者，你们还记得。
Beloved, this is the fifth sharing on overcomers with you. I hope you do recall the previous ones.
我们是从去年十月份交通的，一直到现在是第五讲的。
We started the message since last October, and today is our fifth sharing.
我本来想我想把这个题目啊，我再用一个题目。其实同这个题目是完全有关系的，那就是在末世 last day 最最重要的信息是什么，就是得胜者。
Originally, I would like to change the title of my messages, and that would be that the most important message in the very last days, and that is of being an overcomer.
为什么得胜者是一个最最特别注意两个最最最重要的信息呢？有三大的原因，我想今天没有时间同你们交通了，我们就放在九月份我们来交通三大原因。
Being overcomers is the most and most important thing in these last hours, and please notice that I use most and most important.There are three reasons to this, but today we don't have time to share on this yet.
是不是说其他的信息就不重要呢？当然不是。
Do I mean other topics are not as important? Of course not.
那比如说我大概是差不多有一两年以前同你们交通的题目，你们还记得？这有一件事。
Maybe one or two years ago, I also shared the thing on the theme, only one thing.
圣父、圣灵、圣子，他们只有共同的，只有一件事。虽然他们已经直到现在还在工作，做了千千万万件事，但是有一个中心，就是为了这一件事。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit have been working until now. They have done million things, yet all these things surround one very central theme, and that is to be...
这件事是神看为最重要、最有价值的。
This thing is deemed the most valuable and most precious.
这是他永世的计划。
Because it concerns itself about his eternal purpose.
永世的旨意。
The very will of God in eternity.
就是他要得着什么？得着个教会嘛。
That is, God wants to gain his church.
这也是 Pittman 第三讲，他一共讲三次嘛。最后一讲，他就讲到教会，教会是基督的心腹，教会是基督的身体。教会是基督的居所，教会是基督的家门，对不对？这是神看为最重要，等会我们还会提到。
And this is also what Brother Pittman shared in his third session, that church is the bride of Christ. Church is the body of Christ. Church is the dwelling place and Church is also the home of God.
我记得我也同你们交通过大而可怕的旷野，
And also before, I remember I shared with you about the great and terrible wilderness.
一个重生得救的基督徒有三个阶段，你们都还记得。第一个阶段，我们就是出了埃及，我们称义了，对不对？
And also, do you recall that every Christian would go through three stages of his life journey? The first one would be coming out of Egypt and we're being saved.
我们还有第三个阶段，那就是得到荣耀嘛。这个希伯来书第二章所讲的，他要带领众子进到荣耀里去，这是我们的盼望。
And you will go through the second to the third stage, and that is to be glorified, just as Hebrews tells us, that God will bring in many sons into glory.
但是中间呢，有一段最长的时间，我们都知道，那就是叫我们成圣嘛，对不对？我们的魂得救嘛，灵得救，将来我们身体要得救，我们中间一段，我就是我们的魂。最长的一段时间，最难过的一段时间，那就是大而可怕的旷野，目的是叫我们的魂能够得救，能够成圣，对不对？
The second stage is the longest, and it would makes us truly uncomfortable. The final goal is to sanctify us for the salvation of our soul. This is the three stages of God's salvation.
我还记得我们的郑弟兄郑喜生他已经好几年以前被主接去了，现在他在哪里啊？感谢主，他在乐园里面，在第三层天，哎呀，最甜美的、最舒服的、最放松的那个乐园里面，对不对？保罗曾经有这个经历吗？哥林多后书第十二章，我们曾经好像同你们交通过吧。
And the brother son who has passed away several years ago, where is he now? He is in the third heaven. He is in the paradise. He is in the place where he rejoices most. I remember I also shared this with you.
Yeah, 我们想到我们敬爱的我们的弟兄，他前几天也去了。
We also remember the brother we respected very much, Brother Kong, who passed away a few days ago.
江弟兄，我们都知道。
We all know him.
我在那里想了，很可能还能够遇见我们的陈锡生弟兄，因为他们都在乐园里面，都在第三层天。我们蒙恩的儿女，得救的儿女，我们的灵魂永远永远不会死的，我们身体可以暂时睡，暂时死了，但是有一天也要复活，对不对？但是我们的灵魂呢，永远活着的。所以他们在乐园里面，在灵里面，是不是能够又有交通？我不知道了，有很可能呢，他们能够相遇在哪里。
And I'm thinking that most likely in the paradise in the third heaven that a brother Kong and brother Christian Chen have seen each other. Have they been fellowshipping with one another? I don't know, but it's very likely because our soul never dies.
所以保罗在腓立比书有句话说，我离开身体，离开了身体呢，与主同住。什么叫与主同住啊？ Make home with Christ. 哎呀，他说这是最好最好好的无比的。
And that's why Paul says, if I am absent from my body and at home with Christ, which is far better.
就像在一个家庭里面没有一点距离，
Just
没有一点间隔，对不对？今天有一天我们在第三层天乐园里面与我们的神，与我们的弟兄姊妹，可能啊，这时候我在想，没有一点间隔的，感谢神。
This is my thinking that in the paradise, in the third heaven, it's just like we are in our own homes, and there will be no gap, no distance, and this is such a wonderful place.
这叫乐园嘛，对不对？
And that's why it's called a paradise.
亚当夏娃没有犯罪以前，在哪里？在乐园里面。什么叫乐园？与神之间的交通，没有一点距离，没有一点间隔的，面对面的交通。然后呢，亚当和夏娃之间呢，那一个 relationship 也是没有一点间隔的。哎呀，你看看多美好啊，多甘甜啊，这就是叫第三增添，这就是叫乐园。
Why is it called the paradise? I'm thinking of it. It's just like Adam and Eve before they sinned, and then you know, their fellowship with God and fellowship among themselves is so flowing without any distance or without any hindrance or gap in between. This is so sweet, so wonderful.
我为什么想到这个呢？就是想到曾希生曾经写过一本书，叫什么？叫《四十二站》。四十二站，这是我们经过大而可怕的旷野，每一个神的儿女都要经过一站一站一站一站又一站，要四十二站呢、啊！哎呀，不容易啊！
Why is I'm talking about this? Because I just remembered Brother Christian Chan wrote a book. It's called The 42 Stops in the Wilderness. It tells us that in our spiritual pilgrimage.We have to go through these 42 stops one by one. It's not easy. It's just like going through the great and terrible wilderness.
什么叫四十二站？他解释，就是七乘六，六七四十二。七是什么？不但是一个完全的数字，并且呢，也是一个信照，对不对？主耶稣第几？七天就是第八天他复活了，对不对？六天是一个旧照，所以四十二站我们就是怎么样，逐渐逐渐我们这个旧的人越来越衰微，旧的人越来越减少，新造的人呢一天一天加增，一天一天兴旺。这是四世约翰说的，他必兴旺，我必衰残，他必加增，我必减少。四十二站到我们走完的时候，感谢神，我们都磨成了神儿子的形象，我们就可以进到那一个荣耀的里面。
Why is it the 42 stops? 42 is 7 times 6. 7 is the number of completeness and also represents the new creation. So it's justAs we go through every stop, like what John says, that Christ will increase and we will decrease. So after we finish the 42 stops, we will all be conformed to the image of Christ and enter into the glory of God.
像这样的题目重要不重要？当然重要了，对不对？
A topic like this, is it important? Of course.
后来我最近有通知有这么交通的诗篇一百三十三篇，看啊，弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美，这种题目都是重要的题目。
Just as the theme I just shared with you, Psalm 133, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. All these topics are important.
像我们 Pittman 这次成立会讲的两个题目也都是重要的题目。
Or just as our brother Pittman shared at our spring retreat, the two themes he talked to us about, they are all crucial.
他第一个题目刚刚就讲了。
The first topic, as I just mentioned,
就是我们看到我刚刚念的以赛亚书54章。
It's what we just read in Isaiah 54.
这是他第三次讲的，教会嘛，是他的心腹嘛，对不对？
Actually, it's shared in his third sharing that because Christ, church is the bride of Christ.
哎呀，我们看见这位丈夫的地位何等的珍贵，对不对？
And we see
成什么？万军耶和华全地的神嘛。他是王嘛。
And we see how honorable, venerable this husband's status is because he is called the king of the whole earth.
他是我们的救赎主嘛，是以色列的圣者嘛。
He is our Redeemer. He is the Holy One of Israel.
他被称为全地的神嘛。
He is called the God of the whole earth.
这就是教会的丈夫啊。
This is the very husband of the church.
教会的头嘛，就是基督嘛，我们是他的身体嘛。
He is the head of the church, Christ. We are his body.
我们感谢神。
And we give thanks to God.
这位丈夫爱我们，爱我们到底。
And I just mentioned that this husband loves us to the very end.
你去看耶利米书第三章，讲得很清楚。
If you read Jeremiah chapter 3, it tells us very clearly.
这位妻子犯了淫乱的罪。
This wife has committed harlotry.
当然，丈夫会生气。
Of course, the husband becomes angry.
当然，丈夫会暂时把她放弃。
Of course, the husband will give up on her for a moment.
但是他要永远的慈爱怜悯她，还是把她叫她那个悔改转向，他一样的把她收回作为自己的妻子。
But he will show mercy to her with everlasting loving kindness as long as she repents and returns to him.
地上的以色列百姓是这样，属天的，我们属天的以色列百姓。教会也是一样。
If God acts so toward his earthly people, Israelites, he does the same thing to us, the spiritual citizens, in heaven.
Pittman 曾经讲到今天的教会有多少的掺杂，多少的掺杂。
Brother Pittman also mentioned there is so many mixtures in the church today.
怎么叫掺杂？
What does he mean by mixtures?
世界进到教会。
It means that the world has entered into the church. Sin has entered into the church.
情欲的是进到教会。
All the lustful desires have come in.
异教之风进到教会。
Or the doctrines of heresy have come in.
按照教。
And the church is full of leaven.
教会本来是一个无教的面嘛，我曾经同弟兄们交通过哥林多前书第五章嘛，这个新的团嘛。
First Corinthians chapter 5, as I shared with you before, the church should be unleavened, should be a new lump.
当然不应当有这些掺杂。
They're not supposed to have any mixtures within the church.
但是感谢我们的主，他是我们的丈夫。
But thank our Lord, he is our husband.
既然我们悔改，他还是接待。
As long as we repent, he receives us back.
我们感谢主，这是他第三堂给我们交通。第一堂就是用了哥林多前书第一章第九节嘛，我刚刚同弟兄姊妹念过的。
This is what Brother Pittman shared in his third session, and his first session is based upon 1 Corinthians 1:9. I just shared with you.
他是信实的嘛，我们原是被他所招嘛。好叫我们与他的儿子耶稣基督一同有交通嘛 ，fellowship。
God is faithful, by whom we are called into the fellowship of His Son, Christ Jesus our Lord。
以前我对 fellowship， 当然我们都知道什么叫 fellowship， 但是从来没有想到 fellowship 是这样的珍贵啊，这样的宝贵啊。经过 Pittman 这样一解释。哎呀，我里面真受了很大的感动。
We all know about fellowship, but even myself, until I heard Brother Pittman, I have never realized that how precious this fellowship is to us.
他讲到，比如说今天有地位的、有权势的这些人，你怎么能够到他跟前去同他有交通啊？大家谈谈呢、啊？他睬都不睬你，对不对？理都不理你啊。
He mentioned that those people who are powerful, who have clout, you have no chances to go over to trying to talk to him. He would never look at you.
他最后讲到，就是一个车行里面修车子的 mechanic， 对不对？你也不能随时去，他就会接待你啊。这个比较这个技术比较精明，这个高超一点的 mechanic， 可能你要三天五天， 从他 make appointment 啊，你才能够见到他。哎呀，我给他这么一讲，我真是里面受到感动啊。
And I'm especially touched by the example he gave us. He's saying that even with a mechanic in a garage, you cannot just go to him as anytime you want to. Especially with those more skilled ones, you have to make appointment with him. Maybe it takes 3 to 5 days for you to actually see him.
但是我们这样一位珍贵荣耀的主啊。
But our Lord, who's so glorious and so honorable,
我们不需要 make appointment.
We don't need to make appointment with him.
天24个小时。
Now, each day has 24 hours, anytime, anywhere.
你可以到他的跟前去，同他交通。
You can just go to him and have fellowship with him. Isn't that right?
我们不需要 make 这个预约嘛 appointment 嘛。
There's no need for an appointment.
珍贵不珍贵啊？这个交通。
Isn't this fellowship precious like this?
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
是因为主耶稣基督的血。
This is all because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
身着十字架上受的极大的痛苦。
It's all because of the excruciating anguish that our Lord Jesus Christ suffered on the cross.
他的身体被裂开了。
His body was broken.
他被神击打。
He was stricken by God.
我就想到了摩西。
Then I remember Moses.
在阿尔可帕旷野里面，百姓没有水喝，对不对啊？
While the
他们犯怨言。耶和华怎么对摩西说的？用杖击打这块磐石，然后呢，流出水来。哎呀，这就是我们的主被神击打。
Then I remember when Moses led all the Israelites through the wilderness, great and terrible wilderness. When they came to the point where there was no water, people started to complain.Even trying to kill Moses, and God told Moses, take your rod and strike the rock, and the water gushed out. So as the rod hits the rock, it's just like our Lord Jesus Christ being struck by our God on the cross.
我们刚刚你领会的弟兄给我们念的诗篇九十五篇，
and
这一段就是来啊。我们向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石，我们要欢呼啊！我们要感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。来啊，我们要屈膝敬拜，在他的面前跪下。为什么？这一块石头就是我们的磐石啊！
Just as our brother read for us Psalm 95.Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, because it is our Lord Jesus Christ is the very rock who was struck, stricken by God.
你去看诗篇。二十七篇大卫的诗篇。
And also, if you read Psalm 27, a Psalm of David.
我们知道他只有一件事呢，我曾求耶和华，现在大概第四节吧，我曾求耶和华，现在仍要祈求，就是一生一世能够住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美嘛，在他的殿中求问他们。接下来他说。我虽然在患难中，他必暗暗的保守我。他把我藏在他的帐幕的隐蔽处，然后呢，把我们高举在哪里啊？这块磐石上面，当我们能够昂首高过四面的仇敌，这就是我们这一块拯救的磐石。我们怎么不要欢呼？怎么不要向他歌唱、赞美、敬拜？
Just as David says in Psalm 27, One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. He shall hide me, he shall set in the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. The rock is our Lord Jesus Christ. How could we not sing to him and shout joyfully to him with thanksgiving, with psalms, and worship him?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这些题目都是很重要的，但是最最重要的还是得胜。
So you see, brothers and sisters, all these topics are very important, very essential, but the most important one is to be overcomers.
我曾经在第四讲，这个第三讲我都讲到了，哎呀，我用了好多圣经嘛，对不对？哎，我用了启示录，哎，我说除了第一章和第三章以外，这个还有十九章嘛，十九章有十章的启示录，你看见圣者提到的圣者。
I remember in my third and fourth sharings that I have referred to many, many verses. In Revelation, apart from the first three chapters, you see the word overcomers has been mentioned 10 times among the 19 chapters.
特别是十七章嘛，十七章第十四节，在那里讲到，羔羊必胜过他们。羔羊是万王之王，万族之主嘛。同族羔羊的，就是我们这些蒙召被拣选的嘛。我们也必得胜，感谢主。
Especially in Revelation 17:14, the verse tells us that the Lamb will overcome. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and with him are those who are called, chosen, and faithful. And we will be like him to overcome.
然后约翰一书第一章嘛，有五次提到得胜者嘛，对不对？最叫我们有把握得胜者的，那就是应该是第四章的第一节到第六节嘛，对不对？
And also in 1 John, overcomers have been mentioned 5 times, but the most assuring passage should be in chapter 4, verses 1 through 7.
这里特别提到约翰，特别提到不要所有的灵你们都相信嘛，总要试验这个灵是出于神的不是嘛，因为将来有很多假先知要出来了，将来有很多基督的灵要出来，所以你们要试验呢，对不对？接下来他怎么讲的？他说你们已经胜过了他们，为什么？因为在你们里面的比在世界的更大。哎呀，感谢神，在世界的是谁啊？撒旦。要比较这一位神，他是 nothing， 对不对？你我怎么不是一个得胜者呢？对不对？
Because John says that in the end time, last hour, there will be coming, do not trust in all the spirit, but we have to test if the spirit is of God. Because Antichrist and the spirit of the Antichrist, false prophets have come out. And he also mentions that the one who is in us is greater than the one in the world. Who is in the world? That's Satan. And we will overcome him. How could we not overcome him? Because our Lord has overcome.
而且十五处的圣经呢，提醒我们是得胜者嘛。
So all these 15 references assured us that we are overcomers.
后来我又提到了四个方面，所以一共有十九个方面，十九个方面我们是得胜者。为什么用这么多的经文呢？哎呀，想到 Pittman， 我刚刚讲到第一堂讲到信实嘛，他是信实，他也用了差不多，我在那里听的时候，我在算最少十次以上讲到神是信实的，十次以上。
And
I
also add 4 other passages altogether. I refer to 19 places to tell us that we are overcomers. Why do I use so many references? Just as R. Pittman, when he shared the first night about God being faithful, and I was counting all the references he used, at least 10 places.
我用这么多的经文还有吗？对不对？我已经用了19处的圣经来证实我们是得胜的，叫我们有坚定的信心嘛，叫我们一定不疑惑嘛，我们理所当然我们是个得胜者。
I have used 19 passages in the Bible so that our faith would be steadfast without any doubt. It's a matter, of course, that we are overcomers.
就像门一样的讲信实，其实圣经里还有很多地方提到信实嘛，对不对？
Just as Brother Pittman using so many references, actually there are many more references in the Bible.
你看耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节
Jeremiah Lamentation 3:22
他的慈爱怜悯从亘古他的慈爱和怜悯是永远存在的嘛，所以他的信是何等的广大嘛，所以我的信要对耶和华说，你是我的份嘛，我要仰望你，对不对？这一段
Lamentation tells us that God's loving kindness and compassion abide forever. Great is his faithfulness. Therefore, my heart says this to the Lord. You are my portion. I will forever hope in you.
刚才我们弟兄给我们念的诗篇一百篇，一共五节圣经嘛，对不对？
And also Psalm 100, our brother just read to us 5 verses altogether.
普天下的人都应当向他欢呼嘛。
That all you lands make a joyful shout to the Lord.
为什么要向他欢呼，向他歌唱？
Why should we sing to him and make a joyful shout?
我们要进他的门，赞美敬上他的愿，我们要感谢他，称颂他的名嘛。为什么？因为。
Why do we enter into his gaze with thanksgiving, into his courts with praises, and why do we give thanks to him and bless his name? And the passage tells us because.
因为他本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实要存到什么时候？他的信实要存到万代。万代就是撑到永永永远远，看见吗？他是何等的信实的一位主。
Now, because the Lord is good, His loving kindness endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. All generations means forever and forever. Such a faithful God He is.
我刚才提到有，后来有15个方面。我又提到了以弗所书，弟兄姊妹还记得吗？以弗所书第17章，还有19章，第一章的17节和19节的那一段话嘛。
I also mentioned
会和启示的灵嘛。
I also mentioned Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 and verse 19. Verse 17 speaks of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
第三方面的启示是什么？在信的人身上所显的能力有何等的浩大，这个什么能力啊？就是神叫他的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活的那个大能大力嘛，叫他在天上住在自己的右边嘛，远超过一切什么执政的掌权的组织的有能力，还超过所有有名望的近似的来似的超过了。哇呀，今天我们就有这个能力，包括生命的大能在你我的里面，我们有基督的生命。
Today we have the resurrection power in us, we have the life of Christ in us, just as Paul says in the third part of his prayer for all the Ephesians, that he wants them to know what is the exceeding greatnessof the power toward us who believe, according to the working of the great power which he worked in Christ Jesus to raise him from the dead and have him seated at the right hand of God. And this is far above every name and every principality, power, and dominion. This is the kind of resurrection power that God has given to us at work.
还有什么能力比复活的能力更大的？今天你我就有这个能力，你相信不相信？
Is there any other power that's greater than this resurrection power? And today, you and I have this resurrection power. Do you believe this?
第十七方面的得胜，弟兄姊妹，还记得我们有宝贝在瓦器里面，要显出极大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们的吗？四面受敌，不被困住，心里作难，不知失望，都被迫，不会被丢弃，打倒了，不知死亡。哎呀，你看这个能力有多大，你我都有啊，我们都有宝贝在我们的瓦器里面呢。
I also mentioned that in our earthen vessels there is this great treasure. So that the excellence of the power of God is from God, not from us. So even when we are hard-pressed on all sides, we're not crushed. Even though we are perplexed, we are not in despair. Even though we are persecuted, we're not forsaken. Even though we are struck down, we're not destroyed. You and I have the same power. Isn't that great this resurrection power is?
十八个方面，第十八方面我讲的是弟兄姊妹记得是吧？这是约翰一书第一章的第七节和四十二节嘛。西门巴约拿，你不要叫西门巴约拿，从此你要叫什么？叫基法、彼得、石头。
And the, what I just said is the 17th passage I mentioned. What's the 18th passage I mentioned? That is in John chapter 1, when the Lord Jesus said to Peter, you shall not be called Simon, but Cephas. What is Cephas? It's a stone.
第七节，他说，神乃是真光嘛，照亮一切生在世上的人嘛，世界也是他造的嘛，他来到世界。世界的人却不认识他，他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接待他。凡信接待他、信他名的人，就给他们权柄做什么？做神的儿女嘛。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从人意生的，对不对？是从情欲生的，乃是从神生的。
And just as John 1:7 says that John the Baptist is not a true light, but he only comes to bear witness of the light, and he was sent to testify of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the true light, which gives light to everyone that comes into the world. He was in the world, but the world does not know him. He comes to his own people, but his own people do not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，你我里面还是有两个人，一个新造的人，新造的人就是叫基法，叫彼得，是石头。
So、
还有呢，一个旧造的人，旧造的人是谁？西门巴约拿。
So brothers and sisters, do not forget that within us there are two men. One is called Simon, that's of the old creation. The other is called Cephas, that's of the new creation.
西门巴约拿就是一粒沙子嘛，一点没有价值的嘛。经不起击打的嘛，是软弱的嘛，是失败的嘛，对不对？是投降的嘛，
Simon,
向敌人投降的嘛。
Simon Barjona. Simon Barjona is a grain of salt, valueless and cannot take any blows, and is defeated and is of the old creation.
彼得呢？彼得是一块石头。是经得起击打的，是刚强的，是勇敢的，是得胜的嘛，对不对？是有价值的嘛，
And I've also explained to you, in contrast, Peter is a stone, is a value. He is a successor, an overcomer. He's able to take blows.
但是我特别提到撒母耳记下22章讲到磐石，它不是磐石，它是一块石头而已。磐石是永远永远打不碎的，这块磐石就是基督，就是耶和华神了。我解释得很清楚。
And we have to remember that even though Peter is a stone, he's not a rock, because a rock, the rock is our Lord Jesus Christ, who cannot be smashed to pieces.
石头还是会打碎的。
Because with a stone, it can still be broken down into pieces.
你看看彼得。
Think of Peter.
打得风风碎，风声碎过，三次否认耶稣基督，我不认识他，我不认识他。基教以前三次说不认识。哎呀，你看看这块石头打得风风碎啊。
Think of Peter, even though he is a stone, but just as he says that, just as he did, he denied the Lord three times before.A crow twice. So in this way, he has been stricken down to powders.
路加福音22章31节讲得很清楚的。路加福音22章31节，主耶稣那一时候吃了晚餐那一天，就对彼得说了。
Just as Luke 22, it tells us very clearly that at the Last Supper, our Lord said this to Peter.
西门，西门。撒旦要捉你们，要杀你们，像杀麦子一样。我为你祷告了，免得你失去信心。
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for the permission to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you so that your faith should not fail.
回头过来，你还要坚固。你的兄弟。
After you have returned, strengthen your brethren.
最后，彼得，五旬节，你看看这位彼得，又刚强起来了，充满着能力，就是关在监狱里面，他还能够睡觉安睡，一点不害怕，对不对？我们看见他又起来了，最终他还是个得胜者。
Then we.
人虽然七次跌倒，总必兴起。箴言24章16节，记住这句话，感谢主。
Then we see what has happened to Peter. On the day of Pentecost, he rose up again, and he became strong and powerful. Even when he was imprisoned, he was able to doze off, and he was not afraid again, anymore.So let's all remember Proverbs 24:16. A righteous man, even he falls 7 times, he will rise up.
不是一次跌倒。
Not just once.
一次又一次，一次七次还会起来的。感谢主，我们本来就是个得胜者嘛，你放心好。
We stumble not once, but time and again, even 7 times, just as the verse says. But,Be assured, we will rise up again and be overcomers.
因为你到底是石头，不是磐石，不要忘掉。
Because we have to know that we are stones only, we are not a rock.
诗篇37篇23节怎么讲的？义人的道路啊，义人的为耶和华所定的，他的脚步是耶和华所定的，他的道路耶和华也喜悦。他虽然跌倒，不会的，全身扑倒。为什么？耶和华神用手托住他。看见吗，弟兄姊妹？
Just as Psalm 37 says, a righteous man's steps are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Even though he falls, he shall not be hurled headlong. Because the Lord sustains him with his hand.
第二次麦基督我第四讲还是第三讲讲到教皇嘛，这个康斯坦丁王嘛，罗马的王嘛，要把这个基督的信仰改为他们的国教嘛，就是今天的天主教嘛。我曾经讲的这一段历史嘛，弟兄姊妹还记得。
Brothers and sisters, do you recall that I talked to you about the history of Catholicism when Constantine changed their religion to make Catholicism the national religion?
他用了马太福音十六章的第十八节嘛。
He used Matthew 18.
十六章十八节在那里讲什么？主耶稣说西门西门、这个我要把彼得、我还要告诉你你是彼得，我要把教会建造在这一块磐石上面，阴间的权柄不能胜过他们。他就说彼得就是那一块磐石，教会就是建造在彼得的身上。所以教皇呢，教皇就是继承彼得的，今天教会就是建立在教皇的身上。哇，可教皇的权柄不知道有多大嘛，对不对？
And they use the passage in Matthew 16, because the Lord says that to Peter, that you are Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. So they say Peter was the first pope, and today's pope is just the successor of the first pope, according to God's word.
其实你好好的看马太福音十六章十八节这一段，建造在谁的身上？是因为彼得被父神的启示嘛？你是谁啊？我认识你是永生神的儿子，你是永生神的儿子，你是基督。所以教会是建造在谁的身上？永生神的儿子基督的身上嘛。哎呀，你看看，教这个康斯坦丁就把他完全曲解了嘛，说他就是磐石嘛。
But if you read Matthew 16 closely, you know that our Lord Jesus is saying that Peter, you have received a revelation from God that knowing that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, and so I will build my church upon this rock. It's not speaking about Peter. He's speaking of himself. Yet Constantine has totally distorted this passage and saying that Peter is the Pope. And from then on, papal system comes about.
我不是用了以赛亚书44章，就让弟兄姊妹知道，这一位快真的磐石吗？就一位真的神吗？除此以外都是假的神，其他以外都是假的磐石吗？其实，一切圣经给我们看的最清楚的，就是撒母耳下22章的32节，他怎么讲的？除了神以外谁是神呢？除了耶和华谁是磐石呢？虽然这里是两个问号，但是这个问号的答案是100%的，除了神是真神以外，除了耶和华是这块真的磐石以外，没有真的磐石，没有真的神，所有有的都是假的。教皇是假的，哪里他是磐石呢？
I also used Isaiah 44 that tells us that only God is the true God, only He is the true rock. But the most convincing verse should come from 2 Samuel chapter 22. Two questions are posed. Those are rhetorical questions, although they are questions being posted, but we know the answer. The first one is, who is the Lord except our God? Who is the rock except the Lord our God? It tells us very clearly, only Christ Jesus is the rock, only God is rock, and it's not Pope, what Constantine says is wrong.
今天天主教的教皇若不是好好的悔改，若不是好好的谦卑下来，还是这样的自高自大，以为正是自己是王一样的，大家都要向他跪拜，大家都要向他欢呼。哎呀，你看今天教皇出来，不得了，千千万万的人向他欢呼啊，千千万万的人，多少人跪在他的脚前，他就伸出他的手来，哎呀，大家都去闻他的手。他若不悔改，不谦卑下来，将来他的结局，若不是认耶稣基督，就是那一块磐石，向他欢呼，向他敬拜以外，将来他的结局是什么？火湖的材料，永远的灭亡。只有这块拯救的磐石能够拯救他。
Today's Pope, if he does not humble himself and does not repent, and still thinks that he is the king, just as when he comes out, thousands and thousands of people would fall prostrate before him, he would stretch out his hand and to bless them. If he does not humble himself, does not repent, what's the end result for him? He will become the very material for the lake of fire and brimstone.And he will perish forever.
虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。邻里就是虚心就邻里，贫穷的人有福了。看看今天的教皇贫穷不贫穷啊？从来没有他感觉到自己贫穷的，好怎么能够进到天国？不进到天国就是哪里啊？火湖的材料。
He blessed is he who's poor in spirit. A person like this will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And anybody else, where would he go? He will become the material for the lake of fire and brimstone. And he would perish forever.
我想今天时间差不多了，我们还要播饼纪念主。
I think our time is up. We would like,
要不然我们再继续的交通。
Our time is up. We would like to stop here because we still have the breaking of bread. So I will see you in September. We'll continue on the same thing.
我不只讲了十八方面嘛，还有十九方面呢，你们不要忘掉。第十九方面是什么？你们还记得吧？那就是提摩太嘛，对不对？提摩太预言他要得胜的，这个命令他要得胜的，结果提摩太呢，感谢主，结果他是得胜者。我们都是提摩太，什么叫提摩太 ？Honor God, honor God。我们都圣经预言我们都要成为得胜者。这是我讲的第十九讲了。对不对？还有二十讲，还有二十一，还有二十二，哎呀，得胜的，还有很多地方可以证实我们是得胜的。
And I have mentioned the 18 aspects, 18 passages of being overcomers, but don't you forget the 19th passage I share with you is about Timothy. What does Timothy mean? It means to honor God. Timothy has been prophesied by the elders to become.An overcomer, and he did become one, and we are all like Timothy's. We have all been destined to become overcomers.
提摩太也有软弱的时候嘛，对不对？我上次用了提摩太后书第二章，提摩太啊，你要靠着主的恩典刚强起来嘛，你要做一个精兵嘛，与我同受苦难嘛。后来他怎么样？刚强起来了。
Even though,
殉道的，在以弗所书啊，在以弗所被这个银墙啊银子的这个银墙嘛，用石头打死的，在以弗所他也殉道，最后他同保罗一样，美好的仗打过了，守信的道守住了，刚跑掉路，他跑进了，感谢主。
Timothy, although he's an overcomer eventually, but he still has his weaknesses. I remember I used 2 Timothy. The verse tells us that Paul says to him, Timothy, be strong in the grace of God and to become an elite soldier of Christ and also to suffer afflictions with me. And indeed, Timothy became strong and became an overcomer. Eventually, he was martyred in Ephesus, being persecuted by a silversmith. So we know that even though with all the weaknesses, he has eventually become an overcomer. And this is the same with all of us. Shall we bow our heads and pray?
主，我们永远向这块拯救的磐石，我们要欢呼，我们要感恩，我们要赞美。
Lord, forever to the rock of our salvation, we will sing, we will worship, and we will be thankful to you.
你是我们拯救的磐石。
For you are the rock of our salvation.
你应许我们，你要救我们脱离狮子的口，你要救我们脱离主办的凶恶，你还必救我们进入。
Because you have promised that you will deliver us from the mouth of lions, from all evils, and you will take us to the kingdom of heaven.
愿荣耀全能都归给你，从今时一直到永永远远。
To you be glory and dominion now to forever and forever.
感谢我们的主，你是这样的爱我们，救我们脱离了。
Lord, we thank you. You have loved us so dearly, and you have delivered us from the dominion of Satan. So today we are kings and priests to God the Father. May you continue to show your grace to us. Continue to have mercy upon us with your everlasting loving kindnesses. We are created by you. We are the beloved in God, and we are kept in Christ Jesus. May grace and peace be to you, to us all, forever and ever.
Oh.